recite that prayer for one more minute. Number amongst your men. The Bible said that he became the captain of our salvation through suffering, so that he can bring many sons unto glory. He said he is the first begotten from the dead. He is number one. You are number what? Number me. He is the first. You are number what in ranking? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying? We love your presence. We love your presence. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your presence. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? In Jesus. Reduce. Somebody asked, why are we coming every day? The truth is that there are many reasons you can give. And maybe I will get to touch the end of God. But there is no reason you can give. God is an addiction. The heart of man is constructed in such a way that the only thing that can feel the hunger and hollow is God himself. Man is the only being that have the capacity to accommodate eternity inside. Do you know? That's why you are called the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not just for you, something for you to brag about. It is something for you to think on. God cannot live inside the biggest of the angels. The most powerful of angels, God can't live inside that angel. I don't care what the name is. But God comfortably sat inside you. Sat down. The eternal one. The one that created the universe. Say, what house do you build for me? When heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He said, but I found a tabernacle in the heart of him who is humble and broken. That means man is God's habitation. Are you getting the point now? So until God fills you to the fullest, until you experience the depth, the height, the width, the length of God, your heart will continue crying out for that which is eternal. That is how you were made. You were made to depend on God for eternity. And you know what is eternity? It means that it doesn't stop. Actually, the proof that you have touched God, that you touched hunger, is that you became more hungry for God. Are you getting the point? Because as good as ends and purposes of God and the things in life and the callings and the ordinations that is in our life, a day will come. And Paul the agent, you know Paul the agent now? By the time he was writing the book of Philippians, Paul has already invested 33 years in this work. So he's not a novice, but he still came to that place in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. He said, that I may know you. What is he talking about? After 33 years, the man still said what? That and the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of your suffering, being made conformable unto your death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. What is he talking about? See, the reason why our seeking of God is deep and hard is because somehow, maybe not in verbal dimension, but sometimes in non-verbal dimension, we have been able to encounter the things that bothered men that did business with God in deep places. When you encounter those sort of things, you'll be numbered among the heroes of faith. Men that we see salvation, they will reject salvation. You are not with me. They will be looking at salvation, they reject it because they saw things eternal. Paul said, if all our hope is in this world, we are of all men. What? He is not saying, I know some of you interpreted it just that he said that when we now die, we go over to heaven and receive our reward. No. He means that the frame of your experience is beyond this world. Now, you can be in this world physically, but your experience is divine. So if all of your experience can be summed up in what is in this world, you are miserable. But sometimes you can stay in worship and you'll be carried into rapture. Yes. That is the experience, the tangibility, the experience of a dimension of fellowship that is beyond normal. That is why the testimony of rapture happens when this body have to change. Part of the reason it has to change is because this body can't carry a dimension of glory. This fellowship, you say, you feel good people, you don't know. There are things you'll be exposed to. Your body will be so charged. You will encounter divine energy at a level that you cannot stay in this world again. It's not possible. Actually, what is rapture is that you are exposed to divine energy to an extent that it will ferry you from this realm. That's what happened to men like Enoch. I read a few books about his encounters. The man will tell his people, I'm coming. And then he will go and discuss with angels, celestial beings, captured into the throne room, and stay there for 1 year. You are praying for 24 hours. We pray for 24 hours. We pray 24 hours. Enoch will be ferried for 1 year. Sometimes 3 years. When the man comes, how can you be normal? 3 years. That means one of the things that made the man to live is that he stayed with those guys much more than he's staying with these guys. And one day he just changed realm. He didn't know. Yes. I believe so too. I believe so that there is a place we can get in the purity of our seeking of God. And then you change realm, not because you want to boast, but because you have touched things that is immortal in scope. See, the destiny of man is beyond whatever we have seen now. Were you not the one that is saying that God comes in the cool of the evening to seek out man? That means his ambience naturally have the capacity to host God dimension. Now we have to pray and fast for long to host just embers, flickers of his presence. Sometimes when you say I feel the presence of God, it's just an angel that came. Are you with me? There are angels that comes fresh from the presence of God. And because they came fresh, I hope you know that it's not all angels that appear before the presence. And their proximity to the presence is the basis of their authority, their functional authority. So men like Gabriel will come and meet Zachariah. And Zachariah will say, how will I know this thing? Gabriel look at him and say, I am Gabriel. That what? Standing before the presence of God. For the fact that I'm an angel of the presence, you should know that I've gone too close to God to lie. I have gone too close to God to make mistakes. Maybe not lie, but make mistake. But I've gone too close. There is a way you see God. You come too close, your heart is purged with eternal fire. I found out that when your heart is purged, when the fire of God purges your heart, it doesn't burn red, it burns white. I know you have not seen that kind of fire. The real fire of God is not red. It's not red in color. I've seen it. It burns like crystal. It burns like pure crystal. A man comes under it, there is nothing that is not of God that can survive the burning of the crystal fire. The fire. I pray for you that God will ferry you to many more encounters so that your faith will be steeped deep into the oceans of eternity. Nothing in time can stop you, because days might come when we will be able to achieve all the things that men call achievement in life. I went to Lagos, they say I'm succeeding in ministry. I went on 3 days, just because I heard that kind of stuff, I went on 3 days fasting to purge my heart. You are not with me. I know you, if they tell you, Chinwe, oh boy, you don't dare rain everywhere. You say, no. But somewhere in your heart, accept the thing. Somewhere. You know that place. And me, everybody has that somewhere. So me, I want to make sure that somewhere in my heart is purged. I went on 3 days fast to purge my heart of that somewhere. Reduce the volume. This guy is taking off. Hey, Jesus, how did we arrive here? In fact, stop. Join me in 10 minutes. Hey. Kai. Hey. First Corinthians chapter, let's start this way. First Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 9. First Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 9. He said, for I think that God... Okay, let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. I'm him. This is the way we read in primary school. Okay, 1, 2, ready, go. How many of you have read that scripture that said, for the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former? You have read it? Raise your hand. You have not read it? Come and give her mic. Let's find out what it means. Look at the lady here. What do you think it means? Sit, don't worry.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I think it means that...
Find water for her.
I think it means that the glory of the... what God is about to do,
mm-hmm,
will be greater than the one he has done.
You just did. You are rushing to hold the microphone. You just did. What's it called? How is your worry? Let's find out. Let's give the... What you just did is, you just used the... You just did paraphrasing. Is it not true? It's paraphrase she did. More like using another word for the same stuff. Huh? Should I fire another question? Okay. Is she correct? If you say yes, it's trouble. If you say no, it's trouble. Choose wisely. And after her, I'm asking, if you think I'm about to ask you, then I'm about to ask you. Part of the reason I'm doing this is not really to get any answer. Is to make you, as I'm speaking, you are thinking very deep, very fast. so that your mind will be very sharp. I hope you know that you need your mind in Bible. I know it's spiritual stuff, but you need to carry your mind along. And what you assimilate per moment is dependent on how fast your mind is carried along. Sometimes I agree our mind is slower than the pace of the spirit. But when you exercise it, labor it. Sometimes I speak in tongues. When my father in the Lord is teaching, speak in tongues to make sure I carry my mind along very fast. And the implication of that is that I can leave that meeting and start manifesting what he was saying. You that is with Mike, tell us the answer. You now. You know you won this thing yesterday. So let's follow you. Be like, now where you the Holy Ghost, the oil.
Papa, the glory of...
He's walking.
The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Papa.
Please stop talking to come and talk to us. Stop saying Papa as if I'm punishing you. You are telling your brothers, your brethren, relax. Give him space, somebody. I answer your brethren.
That is to say that the let me put it this way.
Okay.
At the level at which God will want to demonstrate his works and his act is greater, more heavier than what he has done. That means if the price that was paid before is lesser, that means the price that will be paid now
will be weightier. You are really on point these days. I'm impressed. What did you touch?
The Holy Ghost.
Hey, Harry, don't touch something. No. I like this. I'm impressed. You are blessed. Okay. Is his answer complete? Okay, are you not a man? Is his answer complete or not?
I said so.
You have started answering like Ruben. Where is the guy? Where is perfect? Okay. There is a reason why I have to go there, because I was deceived earlier. Whenever we talk about glory, we tend to think about the niceties, the splendor. You don't know what you think about. But the men that know what glory is, they don't rush. They don't rush. Have you heard about the man Jesus, the man Christ Jesus? For the glory that was set before him, what happened? No. Tell me exactly what was written there. You be fast now. Let's go. You now. You should know. He endured. No now. So that is to say that it seems as if there is a commensurate price to the glory that will be revealed. So many years ago, anytime I think about the glory of the latter house, I'm thinking about being at the one place. Are you with me? So many young men and many preachers, they continue saying the revival that is coming in these last days. What God is about to do, men will fly, men will heal nations, men will do this one. People like us that God has shown his mind, we are not rejoicing. Because, you see, let me say it again. The spirit of prophecy is stronger than the revelation, the prophetic revelation. This is what I mean. Those days, do you know God can be showing you something and another person is praying that thing? Who will receive the manifestation? No, because you prophesy, you must receive it. The person that is living the demand of the prophecy is the one that will see the manifestation. Are you now seeing it?
Mm-hmm. So we have many people talking about the glory of the latter house being bigger and all kinds of things. You know what is the former house? Do you know the former house? Ah, you don't know the former house? The one men like Paul then built. Men like Peter. That's the former house. Men like John that came to the Isle of Patmos and he saw mighty things. The word of Jesus over his life was fulfilled. When Jesus said that this one will not see death until he sees he will see the end. He will not die until the end. So they thought he meant that he will not die until Jesus comes back again. What they didn't know is that what Jesus was saying is that John is the one that saw. I went to Kaduna, I preached the chronicle of the two prophets. I told them that Moses, if I ask you now, who is the person that saw the beginning? Who will you? Let me ask somebody. Who is the person that saw the beginning? He said it's Moses. Is she right or wrong? Wait now, don't answer together. Touch that lady. Is she right or wrong? You don't even know the question we are talking about. You don't know whether she is right or wrong. You must know one. Is she right or wrong? Where are you? You can't stand in the middle. And anywhere you stand has consequence. Somebody find Mike for Ada. I think she has the answer. Is she right or wrong? I need to move fast. There are heavy matters I need to discuss, but I'm not in a... I need to move fast, though, but I'm not in a hurry. To be fast and to be in a hurry is not this. I see your smile. When you are through, shake Ruben. You don't know. Let's find for Moruben. No, let Mike come so that your generation will hear you. We are recording it.
I think John saw the beginning. Apostle John. John the Beloved.
Support your position.
Because Moses saw from creation. But John saw what was before creation. That was the relationship between the Son and the Father.
Oh, Ruben, where did you collect this, your revelation? Okay, he is correct. So John didn't just see what happened before creation. He also saw what happened after creation. When the summary of this age ended, it was John that said, I saw the new Jerusalem coming out from the throne of God. What kind of man is that? So that is why Jesus said that this man will not die until he sees me come back again. So the disciples, we are calculating with their normal human head, and they are saying that Jesus will come back maybe in the next 50 or 80 years. Because John was actually, you know why they believe that? They see, even the best of us still make mistake in our prophetic calculation. Because first of all, John was the youngest amongst the apostles. So imagine somebody 21 following Jesus and later lived up to 80 years. Are you getting the point? That means every of the rest have died. So they calculated when Jesus pointed and said, he said, it's true. So you notice that many of the revelations of the end of times that they are bringing, you know, people like Paul will say, the dead in Christ shall arise and we that are alive. Is it not what he said? He's Paul alive. Are you now seeing me? So those days, the way they are seeing it, that the coming of Jesus, it will not pass 50 years. That's why some of this turbulence that is happening in the world, some people say, the way I'm seeing this world, it will pass. You know where we are now. We are in bed pangs. You know, this bed pangs is in two dimensions. There is the bed pangs of what God is doing inside, so that you will be able to withstand the bed pangs of what is happening outside. Have you read the spine of... Why am I talking like this? Have you read the spine of the prophetic? The spine of the prophetic in the whole scripture is in the book of Matthew chapter 24. You know what is the spine? This is what is the spine. You know, if anything happens to your spine, it doesn't matter how good your hand is, your neck, your leg is, everything will be like this. So the spine is what stands, and other bones and the structure of the body hangs on it. In other words, if the spine is not standing correctly, every other prophetic word you bring about from the scripture and about the end time will be wrong. Are you seeing it? Every other thing gains their perspective when you have aligned the spine of the prophetic. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter what? So back to what I want to say. What I wanted to say is that the first builders and the first house, of which the scripture said that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. The stones that was used in the building of those houses, do you know their names? Priscilla, Aquila, Paul, Epaphroditus. The one that took three cities and discipled three cities on his knees. It's only you that think discipleship is by talking. See, the best of disciples are intercessors. Do you know why? Many of the things that you are telling people, you think they are hearing, they know they hear you. You don't know. You think you are hearing me with this your ear? Ah, your ear is constructed to enter here and live here. Let me not make, I don't want you to feel bad, so let me, but I'm telling you the truth. Have you not noticed? Have you not noticed that you know they hear? It's the same thing. Don't laugh. It's the same thing. You, human beings, are constructed in such a way that they know they hear. It enters here and lives here. So the only way to make contact with something that can last is with their spirit. And do you know how long it takes for you to speak and break into the heart of men? Sometimes you speak to them, they forget mentally what you said and live the life according to what you said. That means you bypass their mental capacity. So discipleship that is based on mental capacity, it will try, but it won't last for long. It's good. It's good, especially if those people take it back, pray on them, and fast on them, and put it inside. But there are people that disciples you from the bedrock of intercession. I mean, the person prayed 6 hours for you and then taught you for 30 minutes. Or he prayed 3 hours for you and taught you for 3 hours. Anytime that person is teaching you, it will seem as if he's telling you, how can one person be teaching 100 people? And then all of them is saying that you are telling them their problem. Are you a magician? Have you not noticed it? You can come and teach. A teacher can be teaching like this. And it will seem as if the person is talking like almost every day. People come and tell me that is what is troubling me. As this person is saying, you is just my matter that you analyze today. God bless you, sir. This one. He doesn't know that the other person is saying the same thing. And there are many people. And then these are the people that told me. What of the people that didn't tell me? Somebody said, Papa, I want to ask you many questions. I came with many questions. I said, no problem. Just come to bedpans. He came to bedpans. First session, I answered 1/4. Anytime the guy has, if it has happened to you, raise your hand. Anytime you have a question, you come to bedpans, I will answer it. Come to another one, it answers it. Is it not even better that way? It's better because the authenticity of the answer can be leaned on, can be trusted. Because you know that the person did not preempt what he was telling you. If it was coming like that, it was the Holy Spirit that is doing it. Sometimes I thank God that you did not even tell me what it was. So that I did not. Sometimes it's good because if you, how am I here? Jesus, help me back. Help me. Okay, let me continue. Sometimes, if you tell me, ask me a question or something, I will leave it. Not because I want to leave it, because I don't have a ready-made. I'm not God. Even the Holy Ghost. Should I shock you?
Even the Holy Ghost sometimes doesn't have ready-made answers. You have to search the deep things of God. There are some things you ask the Holy Spirit, you will have to ask for 21 days. Hey, somebody just shook. May the Lord give you grace to wait. Because as you are praying, the Holy Ghost, what is certain is that he will bring feedback. Eh? But the Bible said that no man knoweth what is the heart of God. I think it's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He said, but the Spirit searcheth even the deep things of God. So you can engage the searching capacity, searching facility of the Holy Spirit, and begin to search the deep things of the Father. Continue to search. Continue to search. But what they said, the feedback is going to come in 21 days. Are you with me, sister? And then after 7 days, say, hey, we have tried though. Ah. God, are you not a merciful God? You miss the point. There is a standard. There is a quota of investment that it takes to get feedback. Stop behaving like children. Stop behaving immature. It's immature people that is always looking for excuse. If something is not, it didn't work after this. No, you should understand the structures in the spirit. Understand the reason why will God act this way? So you shouldn't be. If you understand these things, you will know that it is possible that God will allow 7 days to pass so that the quotas of justice will be met. Are you getting the point? It can be that the way God has constructed it in eternity, that it will take 7 days consistent searching to gain the answer. And every man that have searched, stopped, the best stopped in 5 days. Because for them, the matter they are looking for doesn't warrant searching that long. You know, there are things you pray for, you feel it doesn't warrant too much. This one doesn't. There are things, let's pray for other things. Everybody, many people did the same thing. They just searched more and stopped. So what God does, if he insists that you are the one that will have it, is to give you unusual burden for this. You'll be wondering, why am I evil? There is a quota to be met, so that you become the custodian of that knowledge. And back to what we are saying. Now, if Peter, Paul, Priscilla, Aquila, Epaphroditus, do you know this one? He is the one that prayed to the point that Paul was the one that said that God showed him, Paul, mercy in saving him from his sickness. Peter was talking, Epaphroditus used his legs, his knees, and discipled 3 cities. He was like Father Nash. Do you know Father Nash? The prevailing prince of prayer. Daniel Nash. You hear about Charles Finney, you have not heard about Daniel Nash. Then you don't know anything. I studied on revival for 7 years. And I called for lectures on revival at Enugu. Daniel Nash. That's when we find out that the real work is on the knees. He's here. And everybody is afraid of this one. Do you like this one? Yes. Do you like this one? Do you like this one? Say the truth. Now be fast. Do you like this one, Elijah? Do you like this one, Christopher? Don't say you like it. You don't. It's the Holy Ghost in you that likes the thing. The day you wake up and the Holy Ghost is not bubbling, you will find out you don't like this. Imagine all this roll call of heavy men. And the Bible called them the former house. Are you getting the point? That's what I want you to see. Imagine all these men. They called them what? The former house. Men like James, Herod cut off his head. They called them former house. Do you know the many that was in that room and they persecuted them? The Bible said they went to their company and cried out. And when they cried, the room shook. And they called them what? You are now picking the point. John, Isle of Patmos, oil, all kinds of stuff. They called him what? The former house. And they said, you are now in the latter house.
And then now said, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. And you say, glory. Come now, let's do the dance. Come and teach us. How do you do it? Is it like this? The only time, the one I know how to do is, whoa. I don't know how to do this one. It's good though, I'm not against it. Are you with me? You can dance and even fall from this window. It's not, no. Anyone that makes your Holy Ghost, anyone is good. But my burden is much. Me. My burden is much. If I want to do like this, my body will hold me down. It's much. So if those men are called the former house, and the basis for them riding into glory is realms of price that we cannot even imagine. They flogged Paul 39 times. He started listing the things he suffered, and they called him the former house. Hey, I think we need to be humble. Don't you think so? Very humble. Anyway, I'm not saying this for you to be afraid of. No. The bigger the assignment, the bigger the grace. One of the things I need to tell you is that part of the reason why, all I'm doing is to answer your question, but you don't know. The reason why it seems as if many people are abandoning many things that seems better and more comfortable and seeking God the way we do it here is because there is a grace God is working out in us. The grace that have the capacity to draw down the latter glory. God is a just God. And if it is true that this generation will carry the latter glory, then Paul said, I labored more than all, but it was the grace of God that worked in me. Then we must have to touch the latter grace. The latter grace has the capacity to draw down the latter glory. Because men that suffered and paid the price they paid for God to come didn't do it because they applied their will. No, something was working in them. Are you getting the point? But the price must be paid. Unfortunately, grace is released for men that seek it. For willing men. Willing men. And then God will fill your vessel with grace. The kind of being you will become will be so amazing. Men will know that of a truth, that what is working in you is beyond their explanation. It is the spirit of the age that we have arrived. One of the proofs that we have come to the age, the end of the age, is that the eternal dimensions of God will be flowing flawlessly with ease into our... In fact, the portals will become wider. It will become wider because God wants to do a quick work in righteousness. Who will test of the power of the age to come. People like Maria Woodward Etta, I'm a simple MacPherson. Women that are men. Somebody will finish preaching and hang, suspend and continue tomorrow. Is he a human being? The power of the age to come. We need it. That's what will power us to suffer. Because they'll be telling people like Peter, I want to crucify you like a man. He said, turn me upside down. Their own is not. People meet me and say, why don't you chastise me? That's when I started knowing that something is, just like he said, that God has really, you don't know, try it. You see some of the things I'm doing. Grant, what was the name of, try it in your church. I know your church is conservative, but try it. People will disappear. Me that will come and say, if you don't want to pray, open the door, let the person go. As I'm saying, let the person go, people will be moving this side. Try it in your church. It's not in how many words you have spoken. It's authority that makes men to respond. You check it now. I'm angry with you. You are happy. I have not rebuked you in 2 weeks. You are wondering, what is something wrong with, is my, am I still in alignment? It'd be like, Papa has forsaken me. My own has become so bad
that they have let me. That is a major thing in the life of a son. That is one of the markers of sonship. So Paul said, are you with me? Or Paul said, for I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, what? Thank you. Last. As it we are appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto one. What? Two. What? Three. To what? So this is what the man is saying. You know, have you noticed that we are in an apostolic and prophetic age? Why? Why is God? You might not be apostle or prophet by the gift of grace, but everybody has a measure of the apostolic. That's what it will take for us to deliver in these last days. Are you getting the point? Your mainframe has to be like that. So Paul was saying, it seems as if God set us last, kept us last, to die. Are you now seeing it? So you don't know, sometimes people don't know what it means. Sometimes God will make us to be shining, much grace in prayer, healings, miracles, all kinds of things is happening, and all that. It also means, how many people even died in that first one? How many people died for the church to be established? How many of you have read the history of the church? How many of you are students of church history? You have read at least one book on church history. Raise your hand now. You have not read. You didn't finish it. It's big. What was the name? By who? Which one did you read? Did you read about the fact that millions died in the Roman Colosseum? I mean, they laid the foundation of the church with the blood of the saints. The roof, we are the roof, will also be laid with blood. They will use blood too. So Jesus made us public spectacles. And it's not as if he left us alone. One of the reasons, what God is trying to achieve in the way we pray like this is to strengthen our inside. You will not know that you are becoming, you will not know you have become this strong. I'm telling you, you will not know how strong you have suddenly become. It's not necessarily for God to use you to do miracles, signs and wonder, all those things. Those miracles, signs and wonders, God can use you. God can use a believer that got born again last week to do some of those things and hope that he will mature in the future. But to become the certain kind of man that will withstand the weight of this last days. Wait. For 5 more minutes. Then you become a certain kind of man. I want to just read that one point from our Isaiah chapter 58. Then we'll go for today. I'm trusting the Lord to show us a lot of things about fasting. So that, see, what you don't know, you don't know. You will be making a lot of mistakes. Not just the spiritual things. Not just the things, spiritual things on, you know. Do you know? Many of you here don't know how to break a fast. The way you break a fast is dependent, even as a medical personnel, you don't even know. The way you break a fast is dependent on the kind of fast, your body system, many things. You don't just break. You have heard my story. I did 4 days plus. Went to Santa Villa, downloaded two wraps of Santa. You know what is Santa? Hey! OJB, you went to UNN now. There is a place called Franco Ref.
Santa Villa. Where are my UNN people? Santa is, I'm sorry if you are not an evil person, I'll chair like this. May the Lord give you understanding. Two. And it's not this one they are doing now that is like, if you touch it, the thing will do like this. There's the one, if you put it like this, you know that one now? Icona. I finished 4 days plus fasting and took two. I fainted for 7 hours in my room. If you didn't faint, it will hang your system like this. It will hang you. It will seem as if you will need deliverance. I'm telling you, learn from me. I almost died 3 times that somebody is fasting and he died. I wouldn't have made it today. And I'm fasting. Fasting that should make you better is the one that is about to kill you. Simply because I don't know how to break a fast. Until I started studying. And I found out how to break a fast. Nobody, in my own opinion, if you want to fast, you can fast. There are many kinds of fast consistent with your system. Even if you are having small pangs of fast, you can just do not normal fruit fast, smoothie fast. Not this heavy fruit concentration. If you take it, it will hold your system. It will keep your bowels a little bit heavy. But you will be very weak in your body. You will know. You will be weak. Your body will be weak like this. But the smoothie there is keeping your bowels moving. Keeping your bowels so that it will not affect. I'm not telling you. Stop smiling. I'm not smiling with you. Bone. Look at somebody there. 22. Ogam, all these sabo guys, I'm not, obviously, you know I'm not telling you now. Is it not true? Ah. Hi, boy. Stop doing 6 to 12. First, stop doing 6 to 3. Hallelujah. So there are physical things to do about fasting to be effective. Some of us that are preachers, when I didn't know this well, I did 21 days. You have heard the story now. I'll be on 3 days fasting and I'll go to lead prayer. And those were the days I started learning. Whoa. I will do. Then my intestine, this one here, let me show you so that you understand. My intestine here, it will enter and I will hit it like this till it will come out. Don't do like me, so that you won't die. God used me as example so you won't go and do it. I say it will come out. I will continue leading prayer. Wow, the thing will fly up again. Enter here. And I'll do like this. It will come out. I was leading prayer. I was in heaven. I was in earth. I was in heaven not because God wants to give me encounter. I was like feather. The only thing keeping me there is determination. Of course, you can't get to some of us. You have to be determined and disciplined to be able to press into God sometimes. You have to be determined. People like Sweet Meek Wiggles will say, I will start in the flesh and end in the spirit. What he means is that he will continue pushing until the Holy Ghost comes and powers him. Sometimes I start prayer, I don't feel like praying for 3 hours. You will stop. Me, I will continue. Stop now. Stop to, as you are stopping, so. As you are stopping, what is the plan? You know you have not ascended. Real prayer starts at the point of ascendance.
He took you 4 hours. No problem. Make sure you ascend. In Jesus' mighty name. So let me take 1 point and then we go. Give me, will you borrow me 10 more minutes before we close? If I get majority, I will continue. If I don't get majority, I will stop. There are some people that is eyeing me one bad eye. Especially people at the back seat. You will not kill me. I'm not afraid of your eyes in Jesus' name. Amen. We stopped in verse what? Okay. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, to smite with the feast of wickedness. I will leave that one today. Tomorrow we touch what it means. What is wickedness? Sister Precious, what is wickedness? Tomorrow we look into... Many of you, go and search what is wickedness so that tomorrow we find out. What I thought was wickedness, it was beyond that. When the Bible teaches you what is wickedness, you will find out many people that think they are good people are wicked people. According to the scripture, go and search it. Do chain reference and find out what is wicked. Meanwhile, where I'm going to is the next phrase. We'll do that one tomorrow. Well, let's do the next phrase. The next phrase says, to make your voice to be heard. Where? Who can give me one word that can stand for this phrase? To make your voice to be heard on high. Who can give me just one word? We are my English people. Asanda, Bera, Lefetesh, Karia, Rombra, Satahai. Who can give me one word? Should I start pointing? Who can give me one word? Vera, one word. Ruben, one word. To make your voice to be heard on high. I've told you the answer already. Who can give me? Huh? Somebody, the Holy Ghost have told you the answer. This one is not because you studied. The Holy Ghost told you the answer because I broadcasted it. You know, you can communicate spirit to spirit. I broadcasted the answer. It's one word. What was the answer? Huh? No. Huh? No. Huh? What did you say? Pride. No, it's not even that. Wait, let me answer you. What do you say? Huh? No. No. Who? Huh? To make your voice to be heard on high. Huh? Exalted. Exalted. Yes. Ascend. No, no, no. Huh? Huh? Yeah? Stature. No. You. Uh-huh. Fame. No. Huh? Heaven. No. Who can help me? Yes. Awareness. No. Huh? Huh? No. Proclaim. To make your voice to be heard on high. You are getting closer. Huh? You're actually around the perimeter. Just one word. No. Okay, let me give you a spot. Huh? What does this mic do to my voice? You see, when you pray, listen. When you pray, your voice
resounds as certain levels in the spirit. Are you getting the point? There is a man of God I've been studying, watching his videos. You must have seen me yesterday that you came. There is a video I was watching. Dr. DGS Dinakaran is an Indian minister. He said that when people pray, that there are many things he got. But what I'm trying to tell you is this, that your voice can, the reason why you fast is that your voice should be amplified. Are you getting the point? Now remember, you are trying to get God's attention, get the attention of the cosmos, get something, someone's attention. Are you with me? Okay. Now let me show you an example. See, do you know I was talking to you? See, you didn't hear it. I just said, Doc, how are you? Did you hear me now? You heard me now. Did you hear me before? What is the difference? Say amplification. So fasting amplifies the voice of your prayer. Are you seeing it? So instead of you... When you fast, then your voice will thunder. And even the cosmos will begin to shake. Are you getting the point? So, for me to explain this well, as I go in the next 3 minutes, let's see Matthew chapter 6. Maybe one day I will go into it in detail. But in the kingdom we have, what we call the three power factors. The three power factors. So it's in the first 16 verses in the book of Matthew chapter 6. Let's read. It said, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou, say when, not if, say when. So, giving is not if you give, no, is when you give. So, giving is number one power factor. Do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, and thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when what? Say after me, when thou prayest. Not if. Prayer is not if, is when. So the second power factor is prayer. Verse 7 said, but when ye pray, again showing you that it is when, not if. Because of time, let's see verse 16. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. He said, moreover, when what? So the third power factor is what? Fast. By power factor we mean the things that have the capacity to amplify your voice in the spirit. Giving can amplify the voice of your sacrifice. Are you getting the point? Prayer amplifies it. In fact, sometimes if you are praying about a matter, and the energy of your prayer is 1000 kilovolts, when you fast, it can take it to raise to power 10. Fasting can increase your prayer power. Not prayer power. It can increase your prayer anointing to Maybe one of these days I will teach you people dimensions. There are many things in prayer. There is prayer presence, prayer angels, prayer power. Prayer anointing is not the same thing as prayer power. Have you seen a man of God? Maybe somebody like me, I will pray for 1 hour. And the result I got in 1 hour prayer is far more than the result you got in 6 hours prayer. What is the difference? Say prayer anointing. Yes, but there is also prayer power. Prayer power is that energy that, you know, when you are moved by an energy, and sometimes somebody like Ugochukwu will be leading prayer and the thing will be doing him like balloon, doing him like this. That one is prayer power. That one is for the moment. But the effect that your prayer caused, the rate of the effect is dependent on the prayer anointing. So the more you mature in the things of God, the more your prayer anointing increases. So it takes you lesser time to get results. Is my
give us sound, let's fly for 1 minute. Amplify my voice. Amplify my voice. Amplify my voice. Increase the rate of response to the cries of my heart. Let my voice be heard in the heavens of God like thunder. Let it be heard.